The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaney Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened and why do you doubt in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you something here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Good morning. Please pray with me. Risen Christ, open our hearts to understand the meaning of the resurrection so that we can touch, see, and be love. Amen. It's 3 weeks after Easter. What comes to mind about your Easter? Honestly, for me, it's that I had brunch with my sister's family. I suppose that's a big deal because we hadn't gathered together for a year because of COVID. But it certainly doesn't speak to the miraculous impact of the resurrection. And the day after Easter, I went back to work. It was like nothing changed and it never happened. That got me wondering, how do we allow the resurrected Christ to touch us so that we can see in a new way and be amazed and transformed? Think about the apostles' first Easter. If asked what comes to mind, they might say something like this, "I'll never forget it. We were gathered together behind closed doors, and suddenly Jesus was standing in front of us. At first, we didn't realize it was him. It was totally frightening, yet amazing. We were incredulous and doubtful, and at the same time filled with joy. It was crazy. Here, we had abandoned and betrayed him, and he was there just loving us. He didn't even bring it up. He just looked at us with this palpable love. It was truly incredible. And we were transformed because of what we experienced. We started living for one another, caring for each other, sharing what we had, and telling everyone about God's unconditional love. Did you notice that at first the disciples didn't recognize that Jesus was standing in their presence? They didn't know who he was. Remember, Jesus died and the Christ emerged. The Christ has a qualitatively new way of being. To know his presence, the disciples needed to see in a new way. They need to let go of Jesus as they remember him, so that they can see him as the resurrected Christ. It's not about what they see, but how they see. Jesus helps them to see and know how to recognize him. He asks, "Why do doubts arise in your hearts?" He offers himself to them, saying, "Touch me and see." He's revealing that seeing doesn't just mean what the eye observes. It also means what the heart perceives. It's that deep knowing that we feel within. When Jesus says, "Touch me and see," he's inviting them to know him more deeply. It's about recognition. But recognizing the Christ is just the beginning. It leads to the bigger picture that the reoccurring pattern in all of life is incarnation, suffering, death, and resurrection. In other words, the reality of life is transformation and union with God. Just as Jesus emerged as the Christ is in them waiting to be revealed. Jesus says, "You are witnesses to these things." This isn't an ask, it's an imperative. You are witnesses. But witnesses to what? Witnesses to the greater reality that through Christ there is repentance and forgiveness of sins. Now, before you tune out on that, let me unpack that. Repentance and forgiveness of sins isn't what we have been conditioned to think. It's a new way of seeing and recognizing the truth about humanity. Sin means not recognizing the revelation of God. Believing in God means being in relationship with God. So repentance isn't a moral obligation, but a changed mind and a new way of seeing who we are in Christ. Forgiveness is being set free, being released from separation with God. It's being made new and being who Christ created us to be. Forgiveness is also more about than just the individual. Forgiveness means that the past doesn't define the future. Forgiveness imagines a future that's utterly different than we can imagine. David Lowe says that the resurrection creates an open future. Even death can't limit the possibility of God acting in the future. The resurrection invites us to touch and see Christ and realize that we're intimately connected with the divine. When you touch and see the risen Christ, God's unconditional love flows back to you. From this state, there's nothing but forgiveness and reconciliation. When I began, I wondered how we allow the resurrected Christ to touch us so that we can see in a new way and be amazed and transformed. The resurrection makes that possible. The resurrection makes it possible for us to live beyond ourselves, to live for others and the sake of community. This is about living free to love and give ourselves away in love every minute of every day. This is the witness that Jesus calls us to give. Just imagine how different our world would be if we took to heart the message of forgiveness and reconciliation and chose to love in every circumstance and with every person. Our nation is embattled everywhere we turn. We've become so divisive that we see things as red or blue, black or white, right or wrong, my way or the highway. If someone has a different opinion than us, they're wrong, stupid, bad, even evil. In the name of inclusion, justice, and truth, hate and intolerance and violence rule the day. We vilify and crucify those who think differently than us. Oh, how the Christ must weep. He died so we don't have to. Now more than ever, it's not the time to dig in our heels, choosing sides, claiming the moral high ground, and beating the past into a stifled future. Now is the time to let go of our stories, our old hurts, our need to be right. Now is the time for forgiveness and reconciliation. Now is the time to let the resurrection imagine a future where even death can't stop God from transforming something utterly horrible into new life. Now is the time to let the risen Christ shine through us in love, just love. We are witnesses, but are we witnessing to love or to hate? I challenge you to put down your banners and choose to see and be only love, just love. I'll close with a poem by Robert Holden called Disappearing into Love. When they ask you what your religion is, tell them it is love. And if they ask you what is your politics, tell them that is also love. If they ask you what that means, you can tell them that your philosophy is love. If they want to know anything else about you, tell them that your favorite occupation is loving. And don't forget to tell them that your nationality is love, and that even your blood group is love. Not everyone will stick around to hear what you have to say next, but fear not. Family and friends may get busy so as to pretend to forget what you just said. It'd drive them crazy to know that their blood group is also love, that their nationality is love, and that the real work of their life is love. One day they will give in, and then their philosophy will be love, their politics will be love, and their religion will be love. Love gets us all in the end. We all of us disappear back into love eventually. In the name of the risen Christ, may we see and be only love. Amen.
Wherever you are on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.